guys, and welcome back to Season 3, Episode 14, and that's Safe Driving Week. And as you know, my favorite guest on the show today from Safety, Mr. Jeff Nathan. All right, guys, so Jeff is here today to talk to you guys about the upcoming Blitz, so I'm going to let him have the floor today because, you know, we really need to focus and make absolute sure that we come out clean with nothing but clean inspection this Blitz. Jeff.
Hi, everybody. July 7th through the 13th will be the DOT Blitz. This Blitz will be looking for unsafe drivers, meaning speeding, following distance, rolling stops, driving in the left lane. All of these things are the things that we have trained you not to do, and we just want everybody to be focused throughout this Blitz. In order to be focused, you got to wake up every morning doing what? A very good pre-trip. Pre-trip saves lives. Every day we're doing a good pre-trip. So that means when you get pulled over by a DOT officer or you get pulled into a weigh station, I am ready for him. I got the confidence in my truck and what I do that I've checked everything. Hey, make sure that you got law book on the truck. Make sure that you have your permits are all up to date. Make sure that you got everything inside the cab of the truck. Check the permits on the trailer. Make sure that your lights are working. Please, 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 please use your tire gauge. Tire gauges are the most important thing when you're checking the tire. There's nobody sitting in the room or sitting outside of the truck and say, that tire right there looks like it's got a whole lot of air in it. If that is, man, you are awesome. Use the gauge. But we just want to be ready for this Blitz. This Blitz is going to be a very important Blitz. Normally, they don't do one this long, but July the 7th through the 13th. And also, coming around the corner, August the 25th through the 31st is going to be Brake Safety Week. So we got to prepare for 2 months back-to-back with nothing but Blitz. That means we got to be ready. And we need everybody to collect what? $300
is paid. Clean inspection. Ching, ching, ching.
Clean inspection. Put some money in your pocket. That means every single time that you get done, you're going to make sure you send that paperwork in to us at rsinspection@boardbros.com. Please send that in before you move your truck. So that way everybody can gather around and get whatever it is that you need to start get the ball rolling. But we're going to be getting clean inspections because we're going to be getting what? The $300.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jeff. That's a lot of good information, guys. So make absolute sure you listen to what Jeff is talking about. And, guys, if you get an opportunity, when you get an opportunity, make sure you call in and drive support. Get your truck through Love's truck stops or wherever we get maintenance over the road and get you a DOT done. Make sure you get your truck looked over well before we get out here and go into this Blitz. It's always a good thing to get some maintenance work done on the truck before these type of weeks.
And also, with one good tip, if you're here at the terminal and you drop a trailer and you're picking up a new trailer, swing around back through there again and let them check that trailer out. Hey, it's a good idea to get it checked again. Once, twice, is always nice.
Yes, sir. That's a lot of good information, guys. A lot of good information. And, Jeff, talk to us about why do Boyd take safety so serious?
Hey, safety is serious. You got to understand that when an accident takes place, it doesn't just affect you. It affects a whole lot of people. The people that woke up that morning, if an accident happened, they didn't say, hey, today I want to get hit by a big truck. No, you want to be at the safety all time. This should be at the forefront of your mindset every day when you wake up. We want you to get home safely to your family, just like we want everybody around you to get home safe.
Good deal. Well, I know you went down a line of things that you wanted to that guys needed to make absolute sure of that they do, which it sounds like the things that they should be doing each and every day anyway.
Routine.
There you go. But do you have, being a safety man here at Boyd Brothers, are there any other safety tips you would like to pass along to the drivers?
Well, one of the biggest things is also being safe is you got to make sure that you're a good trip planner. You got to make sure that your hours of service is up to par. You got to understand that driving illegal is not a good thing. Because once you get pulled over, there's three things he wants from you. He wants your CDL. He needs your permit book with your cab card, registration. And third thing is, please send me your logs. And he wants you to know, understand, in your permit book, there's a way to tell you. If you don't know how to send it to him, you can look in there and it tells you how to do it. But being safe and doing those things, being ready for when he pulls you over, that's important.
Thank you, Jeff. Those are some good tips. And guys, as you know, we're approaching the 4th of July. It's a lot of things going on. A lot of people over the road. A lot of people kind of, you know, moving around. People have things that they want to do. A lot of family reunions. So that means a lot of traffic, a lot of distracted drivers on the road. And, guys, I always tell guys, not only drive for yourself, drive for the cars around you as well. People make bad decisions sometimes, and they look, you know, we look for our professional drivers to look out for the other drivers over the road as well. We don't need anything bad to happen over the weekend, because everybody need to get home safe to their families. Yeah. So just make absolute sure that you're paying attention. If you need to call us, we'll still be 24/7. Driver support will be here to assist you guys on the 4th of July, and then we'll be back in office on Friday. So just for, you know, anybody that's out or just kind of rolling around and you need some assistance, we'll always be available. You have anything else you want to add?
Something you said right there is really important. Keeping your eyes on the road. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take but 1 second. Take your eyes off the road. Truck's still traveling at 65 miles an hour for it to turn into a bad accident. So whatever it is that you need to do, pull over. Take a moment, get it together, then get back out there.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Nathan, for that update and what we have going on. But to anyone that's watching this podcast or would like to watch it, make sure you check us out on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and any other social media site that's out there. And to any driver that's looking for a flatbed career versus a flatbed job, go Boyd.